closing note, the long distance between technical achievement and the world that uses it. The highest scoring piece in Monday's Hacker News batch, earning more than 1,000 points, was not a technology story in the conventional sense. A personal essay titled Everything I Own, Owned, about the author's relationship with their possessions during a life transition, drew a response that says something about the Hacker News community. Technical people thinking carefully about values and what matters is a consistent throughline in the forum's best discussions. A correction deserves direct acknowledgement. In a previous episode, the podcast repeated a claim that Ukraine had struck Russian ships in the Caspian Sea. The claim was not merely wrong, it was geographically impossible. The Caspian Sea is landlocked, roughly 1,500 kilometers from Ukrainian-controlled territory, with no water connection to any ocean Ukraine could access. The error originated in source material and was repeated on air without verification. Sourcing protocols have been tightened since, but the correction stands as a direct acknowledgement of the failure. The theme running through Monday's coverage is the distance between where AI technology sits on the quality curve and where it sits on the adoption curve. Claude is technically excellent and commercially struggling. A one-person Skyrim companion project is technically impressive and built for personal enjoyment. The agent, MD conversation is sophisticated and confined to a few hundred engaged developers. The gap between technical achievement and broad deployment is precisely where the most consequential business and policy action is currently concentrated. Two stories warrant particular attention in the weeks ahead. The EU Right to Repair Directive's enforcement mechanisms will determine whether the legislation is substantive or symbolic. The rules are now in effect, but their teeth depend on regulators willing to use them. And the Treasury bond situation represents one of those slow-moving developments that tends to matter far more than its current news coverage suggests. The day the U.S. safe haven premium erodes, if it comes, will appear obvious in retrospect and surprising in real time.